This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is Wednesday, and that means it's time to talk our state's history.
I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
Snow, it's part of what makes Michigan, Michigan. In fact, some of us of a certain age might remember Michigan's license plates used to include the phrase, water, winter, wonderland. Some hate the snow, others love it. But there's no arguing, snow has been the mother of invention for many a Michigander. Case in point, snurfing. What's that you say? Well, let's find out as we welcome from the Michigan History Center, Rachel Clark, and Michigan High School Athletic Association historian and film documentarian, Ron Pesch. Good to have you with us.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's get everybody on the same page. Snurfing, nothing to do with little blue cartoon characters, right, Rachel?
Nope, nothing to do with Smurfs.
All right. So in a nutshell, Rachel, what is snurfing?
So snurfing is sort of the precursor to what we now know as snowboarding. It came out as essentially two skis that were together. It measured 4 feet long by about 7 inches wide. The original ones were yellow and black, and it had a rope on the end of it, and you would stand on it, hopefully, and go down the hill on it, the snow hill. It was invented by a guy named Sherman Poppin from Muskegon.
All right, Ron, take us back to Christmas Day, 1965, in Muskegon. What went down then?
Well, the Poppin family, Sherm, his wife Nancy, and their two daughters, 9-year-old Wendy and 4-year-old Lori, had opened all the gifts, and the girls were pretty excited. Nancy was just a few days away from giving birth to the family's third daughter, Julie. And she asked or maybe demanded that Sherm take the girls outside to work off some of that energy and give her the chance to take a nap. Christmas Eve, there was a blanket of new snow in Muskegon, about a foot's worth. And Sherm took the girls out, tried to grab a sled, but it wasn't plowing through the light, fluffy snow. So he grabbed a couple kids' skis, bolted them together, and brought them out to the girls as a new plaything to try to go through the light, fluffy snow. It didn't work out so well with the sled, but great with this little board that he created. And the girls were seated on it initially, but stood up on the thing, and it was wonderful. They had a great time. Sherm himself wanted to ride this board, and over the next few weeks started tinkering, trying to come up with a better version of it to allow everybody to play on it. His wife, Nancy, gave it a name called snurfing, a combination of snow and surfing. And that really started this move to create a new toy.
A true aha moment. Now, Rachel, Sherm Poppin could see the potential in snurfing. What steps happened next?
So Brunswick Corporation is in Muskegon, and he invited some people that he knew from Brunswick to come over and give it a try. And so they went snurfboarding and loved it. And so some conversations started happening, and most people think of or understand Brunswick to be bowling alleys. But apparently there was a bit of a lull in the bowling industry at this time, and so they were looking sort of for other things. So in spring, he patented the snurfboard, and then they made it to the market for the following Christmas.
Well, that's pretty fast turnaround, I must say. Opportunity and an idea meet in a happy marriage. Ron, snurfing, did it begin to grow pretty quickly, and did competitive snurfing become a thing?
Well, it became a hit in the market. A number of kids got a snurfer under the Christmas tree over those next couple of years. Locally, of course, it was huge, and local fraternity at Muskegon Community College decided that they were going to host the world's first World Snurfing Classic in 1968. A guy named Ted Slater, who was a member of the fraternity and the first male champion in the sport called snurfing, he described it as a world event because Muskegon was the first place to host a snurfing competition. More or less over the next several years, it was an annual event, you know, kind of dependent on how much snow you had, but it was hosted continuously by the community college kids. And by 1978, it had turned into an event that had sponsorship, financial sponsorship, and they gave away cash prizes. In 1979, a young man who had just started a company in 77 named Jake Burton Carpenter came to Muskegon, Michigan to compete in that event. The challenge was that the folks that manufactured the board at the time, now GEM Corporation, folks were a little concerned that a guy riding something other than a snurfer might win the competition. So they split it into two events, one for those riding snurfers and one for those riding something other than a branded snurfer could compete. Jake Burton, who had created this board, won that second event and took home $250. But Muskegon really became the epicenter for this new industry that was emerging, where people took the poppin' concept and altered it.
Even though he had a patent on it, huh? They were able to tweak it enough to make it not violation of patent laws?
Well, that was the challenge that came up. Of course, Sherm had trademarked the name snurfing, and because of that, that really evolved into an issue for these guys that were creating new boards. They couldn't call it a snurfer. So to escape that, what they did was really change the name of the sport. And it evolved from snurfing into snow surfing into what we know today as snowboarding.
It's almost like Beta came first and then VHS tapes and then VHS vanquished Beta. So it almost sounds like the upstart snowboarders vanquished snurfing.
That's correct. Sherm has often said that one of his biggest regrets is that he was so stubborn protecting that trademark that they changed the name on the sport.
Huh. Rachel, I hear you've got a personal connection to snurfing. Tell us about that.
Yes, my family had two of them when I was a kid. So I'm the youngest of seven. So by the time I came around, we only had one left. But I did check with my brother, my oldest brother, Steve, and he remembers getting the snurf board in the winter of 68 or 69. And we would go snurfing down the hill in our backyard. So the funniest thing, I always called it the banana, because to me, when I was little, it looked like a banana. And the funny thing, though, was the grips on the snurf boards that we have, or the snurfers that we had, were essentially very similar to heavy gauge staples. And that's sort of what your boot gripped to. So sitting on it was not the most comfortable thing in the world. But that board lasted us through the snowstorm of 78. I rode on it in the 85 ice storm, for those people who remember the 1985 ice storm.
Yes.
And so, yep. So I have to say thank you to my brothers, Steve, Paul, and John Lancor, for helping me sort of establish a timeline on our snurf boards.
Any chance that we might see you, Rachel, on an Antique Roadshow in about 20 years trying to get a price for an original snurfer?
I would love to. They were really fun. They were a lot of fun. And they had a rope on the end of it, which was very handy. So if you weren't comfortable just standing there, you could hold on to it.
Ron, tell us, how did things ultimately turn out for Sherm Poppin?
Well, Sherm started a local business here in Muskegon, Lake Welding, that did very, very well. He always says that he really didn't make a lot of money on his creation, but he is recognized as the grandfather of the sport.
So the next time you see snowboarders hitting the slope or watch them winning Olympic medals in just a few weeks in South Korea, we Michiganders can certainly give a hat tip to the ingenious Sherm Poppin. Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark and Michigan High School Athletic Association historian and film documentarian Ron Pesch. Thanks to both of you for sharing the evolution of snurfing to snowboarding. It was a great trip back in time.
Thank you.
Thank you.